32.
32, no, among the chapter 3. I mean, can you just count from the chapter 3 verse what? Just start
the
chapter 3.
Fifth
one. Okay, okay. Okay. Okay, okay. Okay, fifth one. Okay, okay. Okay, now, so fifth one, isn't it? It's just like it's a random change on tether then and also power over to the chitar jam as a condom. So it's talking about an okay, so it's about talking about the thinking the welfare of the others, isn't it?
The feel, yeah, there's a
okay, yeah, okay. Now we'll start from there, okay? Then just tell them, yeah.
So in the woman cast the 32nd song.
Okay. So now here you will see that the point. So now here you will see the one point that the whenever what we see, it says that the whenever what we see is right now, up till now in our mind, whatever we see, whatever we hear, we feel that is the one, the true one.
那一直以来呢，不管是我们听到什么或是看到什么，我们都觉得那是很真实的。So
that's why here it's saying that right now the what we are seeing as a fault, what we are hearing as a fault, everything is just arising from the mind. When we can see that state, when you reach that state.
但是在我们所有看到一切呢，都不是真实的，他们都是。 类似像依靠着谎言而成的，而不是真实的。So
here it's saying that the non-reality. Non-reality means so for the reality for us and the reality, what we think is not in reality, it exists that. So what the reality is for us is that what we see is that that is a reality. So there are a lot of the false things what we are seeing, still we are not knowing it. So here it's talking about that what we see is as a non-reality. When we see that when we understand that what we are seeing is untrue, then what will happen is that slowly the fear will disappear in our mind.
那一直以来呢，可能一直我们以为我们看到的都是实相，都是真实的。我们不知道说是让他们都是虚幻，都是不真实的。但是，一旦呢，我们知道说我们看到都不是真实的话， 那我们就会升起勇气，就不会恐惧。And
so that's why in our life, what we can see is that in our life, whatever the fear arises, is too much of the grasping, too much of the grasping on the some sort of our thinking. If you look at the fear, it is mostly the fears comes about the one way something as a grasp very strongly, and especially for the self. So when we realize that there is no reality, not the existence of the self.
那现在为什么会出现恐惧呢？常常呢都是因为我们很希望能够执取某些事情，那会有这种恐惧，常常都是因为执取的关系。那尤其是这个执取我，那一旦我们没有我之后呢，那我们的恐惧就会消失。So
that's why in saying the human's mind, one of the difficulties is a fear. Fear always occurs. Fear comes in the many different forms, many different things. The fear will comes in mind.
那在我们的人心呢，常常会有这个恐惧。那事实上，这种恐惧的升起呢，会以很多不同的形态来升起。So
here it's talking about the mostly the fears comes when you are thinking the very wrong views. Wrong views that will bring the fears in our mind.
那当我们有一些错乱的见解的时候，这时候我们就会心中出现恐惧。So
that's why here it's saying that when we realize that what we are seeing is not true, what we are thinking is not true, what we are hearing is not true, then what will we know is that we will lose the grasping, self-grasping. When we lose the self-grasping, that attitude, then the fear, there will be no place for the fear.
我们看到的是还有我们想的。 事实上呢，都不是真实的。那一旦说我们能够抛弃这些，然后呢，不再去执取我们自己的话，那我们的恐惧呢，就不会再出现。
So So that's why here you can see that it's a verse here. It's clearly, you can see that it talks about that, you know. So it's a, so whenever the fear, whenever generated, so there it says that don't think anything. Can you see that? Don't think anything. Don't grasp anything.
但是这边呢，就是摩西说，当这个恐惧升起的时候呢，我们就是不要去想任何东西，是不要去想任何事。
So here it says that the generally the whatever thoughts comes in our mind, it's very difficult to not to keep not to thinking the human mind. So they will with a lot of the thought will arises in our mind. There is no single moments of time there the thought never arises in our mind.
那但事实上对我们来讲是很困难，因为在我们心当中呢会出现很多不同的想法。那一旦出现，要叫我们不去想是很困难的，因为我们的心呢，事实上无时无刻呢都是在想事情。So
that's why here you can see them. Can you see the word? Not to think anything.
那在这边的话呢，默契说我们看到这个。 文章上写说不要去想任何事，那我想应该是指已无任何分辨心。哎，你有藏文版吗？
我没有藏文版，没找到。I
got the Tibetan version. Why is it?
Because I want to make sure your 32 and my 32 are the same.
Am I this? Reading the same or little different?
Some a little bit same, some a little bit different. So I'm not sure it's the Chinese translation.
Yeah. So it says, talks about what?
You say that we don't think, right?
Yeah.
But in Chinese, it's more like we think without any discrimination.
Two words, no? Not to think and not without any discrimination. And after that, it said that always think the welfare of the others, isn't it?
Yes. Always think about to benefit others.
Yeah. There's two words in Tibetan, not to think anything, also not to have any discrimination.
Oh, I see. Because in Chinese, there is no not to think, only there's no discrimination.
Okay, just tell that, okay?
那就是说，在这个藏文版当中啊，它这个已无任何分别心，事实上它是有两个意涵。它写的是说呢，不要去想，还有不要有任何的分别心。但是我们中文的翻译只有无任何分别心，所以呢，波切意思是说，在这边我们要知道不要去想，那不要有任何分别心。
So just means not to think means that the totally different meanings. But just in our human's minds, we think too much.
那事实上呢，这个不要去想有很多不同的意涵，因为我们的人心呢常常想太多。So
we are thinking is overthinking. We have been doing overthinking.
尤其是我们常常就是过度的去想事情。So
that's why the not to think is certainly when we stop the thinking, it might be very difficult. So when the fears comes, when the negative thoughts comes, here what we have to do is that we have to observe our thoughts. See, look at our thoughts. How it comes, how it goes.
那当然要我们忽然间裙子去想是很困难的，可是我们可以试着这样做。当这个恐惧出现的时候，或是有些想法出现的时候，我们试着去观察我们这些想法，看它是怎么来的，怎么走的。So
this is something like a very ancient technique. So that's why the not to think means when you are getting the fear, we are thinking that the issue that which makes us a fear. Example, when the person got a fear of the death, you will always think that I will die. Or you might die. Something might happen. These are the wrong thoughts. We will go on that wrong thought will trigger the fear. So what we have to do is that we don't have to think that all these issues. Very wrong ideas, wrong attitude, or wrong thinking and wrong believing that creates the fear. What we have to do is that we have to just observe and look at that thought, fear itself.
那其实呢，这是一个非常古老的一个技巧，就是当我们有出现这种恐惧的时候呢，我们其实呢就要去看说，到底呢为什么会出现这样的恐惧？有时候我们可能常常会去想说，可能呢我会死。
或者去想说可能什么事情会发生。那当发生这样的事情的时候，这时候这些想法可能就会让我们导致恐惧。那我们该怎么做呢？这时候我们就要试着不去想它，因为这是一些错误的想法。那我们这时候呢，就要想办法就去观察我们这样的恐惧是怎么来的，那去观察说它是怎么来，然后怎么走，那不要再去想这件事情的本身。
Yeah, so this is something like that. So that's why it's a not to discriminate. So means not to discriminate all the thoughts what we are coming at, not to discriminate the whatever thought arising. Just observe the all the thoughts. So we will try whether positive thoughts, negative thoughts, whatever thoughts, don't discriminate the thoughts. Just observe the all the thoughts. Just look at all thoughts.
所以现在呢，就是在这边的意思就是，当我们有出现一些想法的时候，不管它是正面的想法或者是负面的想法，我们都要试着去观待这些想法，不要有任何的分别心，不要区分，不管是正面的想法负面的想法，都去观待，去观察这些想法是怎么来的，怎么走的。
So right now what you can see is very easily that the whatever negative thoughts or the whatever the positive thought arises in the mind, suddenly what will we do is that it will create or it will bring the lot of the physical or the speech action. We will commit the some of the physical or the speech action, whatever the thoughts come in our mind. So that's why there is a saying that the physical persons, the physical activity or the physical action is the best interpretation of their thought.
那事实上当我们有一些负面啊或正面的想法出现的时候，那这时候我们的身体就会造业，那可能我们也会造这个口业、语业。那事实上呢，我们这个身体的业呢，或是我们这个的语业，都是我们内心想法的一个表现。
So they think it's quite true that the, because the whatever the person suits, whatever the person talks, it will show the lot of the how, what is the person that is thinkingSo here for the being as a one of the practitioner, especially for the very high practitioner, what we have to do is the whatever the thought arises, we don't have to follow that thought. Whatever the thought comes in our mind, we don't have to commit any physical or the speech action. What we have to do, we have to just observe and look at all this in thoughts.
所以呢，事实上呢，就是一个人他会让怎么样的表现，就是表示说他是怎么想的。那有这样的想。才会有这样子的一个身体上或是口上面做出来的这个表现。那对于一个比较好的修行者来讲，当他有任何的想法的时候呢，他并不会照着他的想法去做而造了身业或是口业，他只是会去观察他为什么会有这样的想法出现，去观待这些想法。
So that's why the Miller ever says a very true thing. He said that the, to watching the best show is the, to watch the mindWatching the mind is watching the best show.
So, all
the best.
那弥勒日巴尊者曾经这样讲过，如果你想要看一个最好的戏的话，就是观看你的心。
So that's why to watch the mind is something like that. Whatever the thought arises, we should not discriminate it. So that's why whenever the thought arises in our mind, just watch it, look it. Yeah. So also then the awareness will come.
那么就 what will you come?
Awareness.
Oh, awareness.
Awareness.
Okay. 那这时候呢，在这个句诵就是讲到说
awareness or the mindfulness, yeah, whatever what you can say. Yeah.
那这边仁波切就有说到，就是说，当我们的心有任何的想法出现的时候，不管它是正面的想法或是负面的想法，我们不要有任何的分别，都一律要去观察它，去观待它。那这样呢，我们就是称作所谓的正知。
So that's why the mindfulness or the awareness only when it starts. The mindfulness and awareness only it will start when you have to observe the, your mind, the, what is the thinking in the mind. So we fail to see the, in the, what the thoughts coming arises in our mind, that we are failed for that. So that's why we are the lack of the awareness, lack of the mindfulness.
那仁波切说呢，就是当我们要产生这个正知或正念的最前面，就是我们一定要去观察我们的心。那我们呢没有办法呢有这个正念正知，就是我们没有好好去观待观察我们的心的这些想法。
So yeah, so that's why these two verses, so they are saying that the, whatever like a fear or the fear or the some lot of negative thoughts or the whatever negative emotion arises in our mind, just we have to observe. Just look at all the thoughts. When you try to look at it, so slowly this will be the disappear, the thought will be disappear. Fear comes when you try to see the thought, when you try to observe the fear, then the slowly the fear will disappear in the mind.
那一般来讲呢，在这边有提到，就是说当我们有恐惧或烦恼从心中升起的时候，这时候呢，我们要去观察我们这些所有的想法，那久而久之呢，这些想法呢就会消失。那就好像举例来讲，当我们有出现恐惧的时候，就要试着去观待它，去观察它，那接着呢，这个恐惧它就会消失了。
OK, so this is so that's why.So that's why the benefiting the others will come. So here's isn't it? It says there, no?
Yes. 所以第四句的这个偈颂，他就提到任运成就为利他，那接着呢，这个利他心就会出来了。
Because right now the benefiting the other is difficult. Because whenever there is a thought for the benefiting the self, benefiting the others will be very difficult. Two works cannot be done together.
嗯、那现在呢对我们来讲要去利他很困难，因为大部分我们想的是利己，那事实上这个利己呢跟利他的心呢是没有办法同时存在的。
Right now when you are benefiting the people, always you are benefiting the self. Because you are thinking that when you benefit the other, you will gain the merit, you can achieve the Buddhahood. In the reality, you are not benefiting the other, you are benefiting the yourself.
那现在呢，常常我们在想着要做利他的事情的时候，事实上我们想的是要利己。那为什么这样讲呢？因为当我们在利他的时候，我们想的是说我们可能可以得到很多的功德，那这样子我们就有一个成佛了。所以事实上这还是个利己的心，不是真正的利他。
So that's why the first benefiting for the self comes always.
所以事实上呢，利己的这种想法总是第一个出现的。
That's why in the flight, they always announce that when there is a lack of the oxygen mask will fall down. When the oxygen mask will fall down, first you wear, then have others to wear.
那很多人说呢，在我们的搭飞机的时候，常常都会听到空服员这样说嘛，哦，就是说，当有氧气缺乏的时候，这时候呢，这个氧气罩它就会下降。那请自己先戴好之后，再去帮别人戴。
If they announce that when the oxygen drops down, when the low oxygen, they will never announce that first you help other, then help yourself.
那通常在这个飞机上面，他们从来都不会宣布说，当这个氧气不足，那氧气罩下降的时候，先帮别人戴氧气罩，再戴自己的。
So that's why the benefiting the other. So that's why the whatever the thoughts coming for the benefiting the other. So right now, the present moment, there are a lot of the things that benefiting the others is just a name. In the deep down reality, you are benefiting the self. Because you are thinking that when you benefit the others, you feel that it will benefit you. Maybe you will gain the merits or you can achieve the Buddhahood, whatever, okay?
那事实上呢，当我们在想别利益别人的时候，现在的我们，其实我们内心真正的想法是认为说这样做是利益自己的，因为当我们在利他人的时候，事实上我们自己就会得到很多的功德，那就可能可以成就佛果或获得其他的东西。
Yeah, so that's why it's saying that when we can benefit others.So when you lose the self-thinking attitude, when you lose the self-interested, then only the what you benefit others will become the genuine benefit in the other. Right now we cannot lose the self-thinking idea because a lot of the negative thought arises in the mind. That will making us difficult to lead the not thinking the self.
所以呢，常常呢，我们在想着说要去利益他人嘛。那事实上我们现在呢，还是很难说有真正利益他人的心，因为呢，我们还是有很多这个想法，还有很多这个烦恼，却会让我们还是有这种利己的想法。
So that's why always things come to the what will I get? That thoughts was very often comes in our mind whenever we do something.
那所以说常常其实在我们的心里面的这种想法呢，常常都会这样出现这种利他的利己的心。
So that's why what we're happening, that's why, so that's why the, what we have to do is that. So that's why here it's saying that the, when we have to benefit and the, all the others, the best thing is the benefiting the others, only one thing can benefit in the other, best way. It is something like that, the, all the negative thoughts, especially relating with the thinking of the self, should be eliminated. Then only the benefiting the other will, the genin will come. That thought to eliminate that, first we have to understand the, all this negative thought, how to eliminate the, all these negative thoughts.
所以呢，如果说我们真的想要做到利他的话，那最好的方式是什么呢？就是说要把我们想到自己，还有我们内心的烦恼，把它全部去除。那一旦这些烦恼或是想到自己的这种想法去除之后，我们才能做到真正的利他。所以呢，如何去去除烦恼这件事情就很重要。
So now it seems saying that that is a very important point. What we are saying is that sometimes even we are doing as a, it's just a practicing the Dharma, but in the reality we are not practicing the Dharma. We are just increasing the thinking of the self attitude the more strong.
那事实上我们常常就会说呢，我们是在修行佛法，但是事实上呢，我们并不是真正的在修行佛法，而我们只是在加强呢想到自己。这种想到自己的心就更被强化了。
Sometimes when you practice in Dharma, sometimes when you are thinking the practice in Dharma, but in the reality, maybe you are boosting, making the more yourself thinking attitude strong. Maybe when you practice the Dharma, so you will generating the more self desire. First might be you don't might have the desire to achieve the Buddhahood, but you don't might have desire to gain the sum of the realization.Practicing the Dharma, so more desire comes. When the more desire, maybe that will boost or maybe strengthen or create the more self-cherishing attitude.
那当我们在修行佛法的时候，很有可能因为在修行佛法的过程，导致我们呢这种为自己而想自己的事，这种想法会更强烈。那因为呢，可能一开始呢，我们并没有什么特别的这种欲望，可是呢，一旦我们开始修行佛法之后，我们就有欲望说我们想要成佛，我们想要证得佛果。那因为呢有这样的欲望出现之后，那反而导致我们更会想到自己，那产生这种爱我执。
If you look at the temple or the place, where the most people goes?
我们可以想想看。在一个地方或者是在寺院里面，那什么地方是最多人会去？
Maybe most of temple people will like to go where they have some of the attractive stories. Like says that the temple which you go and whatever you pray, it will come true. That will attract a lot of the devotees.
那有可能的话，比方说啊，如果说一个寺院呢，它有那种很吸引人的故事，比方说，如果说你去它那个寺院，然后呢去做祈请，那很多你的愿望就会实现。那这样的地方呢，可能有更多的信徒会去前往。
Because that story is just helping the self-cherishing attitude.That story is exactly very good for the self-cherishing attitude. So that's why that it makes your self-cherishing attitude more stronger. Then you like to go to that places.
那其实这些呢很吸引人的故事，事实上呢就是在培养我们无爱执的心，让我们无爱执的心更加的强烈，那让我们会很想要去这样一个地方。
So this is one very story, the old monk story. I like it story very much. That the one time old monk went to the market, then he saw the one of the Amitabha Buddha photo, which Thangka, Amitabha Buddha photo, or Thangka just is near of the roadside.
那这仁波切说呢，他现在讲一个故事。那这个故事仁波切自己很喜欢的。那仁波切说呢，就是有一个年老的出家人，那他就到市场。那在市场，他在路边呢就看到一幅阿弥陀佛的唐卡。
So that's what that is. Then he thought it is on the roadside, so no one was caring. So he took it back to his room and he just hanged that tanka in his room.
那这时候呢，因为这个阿弥陀佛的唐卡在路边嘛，那这时候的这个早出家人想说这个没有人的，所以他就把它拿回去，那他把它挂在他自己的房间里面。
So then, then what he did is that under that Amitabha photo, he wrote something. He wrote that my house is a very dirty. There is no place, but I will let you stay in the my house. I will hang and I will let you stay in the my house. But Amitabha Buddha, please don't think that while I'm keeping the photo in my house, please don't think that I will ask you the favor to do the favor for me to born in your pure land. Don't think that I will ask you that. You got my point today.
Yes, didn't he write down this?
Yeah, he wrote down this. Up under the ground, yeah.
那这时候呢，这位老出家人呢，他就写下了一段话哦。他就说呢，这个阿弥陀佛啊，虽然说我的房子很脏，但是呢，我还是把你的这个唐卡呢挂在我的房间里面。但是呢，请你不要这样想哦，我并不是因为呢是希望呢你能够利益我，然后让我可以往生在这个阿弥陀佛的净土才挂这个唐卡的。
Yeah, so this is something very interesting story. I always feel that, yeah. So that's why sometimes the Dharma practice, what we are doing, and sometimes it will make us the more self-cherishing, more self-interested.
那仁波切说这个故事呢，对他来讲是一个很有趣的故事。所以仁波切说，有时候呢，我们在修行佛法的过程当中，可能让我们呢产生更多的我爱执，然后更会想要追求自我的利益。
Before practicing Dharma, we will only have the wish for this life. When we start to practice the Dharma, sometimes our desire increases, not only for the desire for so many things in this life, also now we are having the desire for the next life, more desire. Now next life to born in the pure land, next life, all these desires comes when we start to practice the Dharma.
那仁波切说呢，如果说像我们之前没有学习佛法的时候，那我们可能只想着今生，但是当我们开始学习佛法之后，可能就会出现更多的这种欲望，我们想的不只是今生而已，我们可能还想到来世，比方说呢，很希望说在来世呢可以这个投身净土，那因为修习佛法的关系，反而有更多这样的欲望出现。
Okay.So that's why now you can see that jiam is okay. So that's why how we can do the benefiting the others. When you have all these negative thoughts also very strong in our mind, they cannot be benefit other properly. So what we have to do is that we should not be controlled by our negative thought. Not to control by our negative thought. What we have to do, we should be observe all the negative thought what arising in the mind. When we observing the negative thought what arises in the mind, slowly these all the negative thought becomes a very irrelevant to our day-to-day life. So then only you can benefit others with very right care.
那现在呢，我们要怎么做才能够产生利益他人的这个想法呢？因为当我们有烦恼的话，我们就没有办法去利益他人。所以我们要想办法让我们的心不要受到烦恼的控制。所以这个时候呢，当我们有任何的烦恼或想法升起的时候，我们就必须要去观察它，去观待它。那渐渐的，我们就会觉得说，这些烦恼啊，或是负面的想法，和我们的生活变得越来越不相关。那这时候我们才有办法真正的去利益他人。
So that's why right now the whatever anger comes in the mind, your mind, suddenly the anger will control you.When the fear is coming into mind, suddenly the fear will control you. Whatever negative thoughts come into your mind, that will control you. Because you are not observing all the thoughts. Just you are following with that thoughts. So that's why it says to observe, not to think that issue, not to discriminate the thoughts.
所以呢，摩羯说呢，现在我们是怎么样？当这个生气、愤怒产生的时候呢，它能够来控制我们；当恐惧出现的时候呢，它也可以控制我们。那为什么会这样？那就是因为我们没有去观察我们这个想法，我们没有去观察这些想法，所以才会让他们可以来控制我们。我们呢，就是跟随着这些情绪跟想法而为。所以呢，在这边有说到，就是不管是怎么样的想法，我们都不要分别心，都要去观大，去观察它。
Yeah, so that's why it talks about observing the mind. So, okay, now, after this word, now again it says that, Dindrenyamle. Okay, sorry, Dindrenyamle. Kudu kurwana nabishu chijia masu. Okay.
所以林博士说这边就是提到就是要观察我们的想法，那现在就是第33个偈颂。So
now you will see that whenever you practice like that, so can you see that all the sides of the non-dharma will feel they cannot accept you or something like that, isn't it, Julie, what it says?
Oh.
After this
sentence. You mean the 33, right? The next verse.
Yeah, after that, what is this?
如此修习兼复时,
yeah, okay.
It means that when we try to practice, and the devil is the most difficult to tolerate.
Okay, oh, very good, yeah, okay. Now this, okay, then...
Then
third sentence, the devil is more difficult to tolerate, then?
Then the third sentence is that the clouds of obstacles coming and the wind of the mantra can
destroy
them, yes.
Okay, yeah, fine. Okay. Now it's saying that whenever you do the Dharma practice, that the devil will could not tolerate, yeah.
所以这边提到如此修习兼复时邪魔最难忍受
So here it means that whenever you do the Dharma practices, the devil will feel very difficult to tolerate these issues, yeah?
那这边就提到说当我们在修行佛法的时候呢这个邪魔对我们来讲是最难忍受的
Because the devil is something like that when the Buddha was when he was practicing at that moment also the devil feel very difficult to tolerate the Buddha's practice
那即使呢是佛陀他在做这个修行的时候，佛陀也会觉得这个邪魔呢是他最难忍受的。
They are even in the spirit world, they will the two tribes of the spirits who are just support for the practice of Dharma or the who are just against who practice the Dharma.
那即使在这个非人的世界里面呢，其实也分两种形态，一类呢是可以。 帮忙我们修行的这个非人，一类呢是对我们的修行有害的这群非人。
So that's why the devil feels the always sometimes the whenever someone's the practice of Dharma, so they are the two kinds of the devils. One is really that they feels with the jealous who are the practicing the Dharma and the feels that these people can reach the higher state of that spirit. So that's why because of the jealous also sometimes they will try to hurt. Yeah.
So this is the first type.
Yeah, first time. Yeah.
那有关于这个很难忍受的这个邪魔呢，也可以分两种类型。那第一种类型的邪魔呢，他们主要是会出现这种嫉妒心。那他们这个嫉妒心呢，就是对于这个修行者经过禅修之后，可能够到达一个比他们还要高的境界。那他们对于这样子的情况呢，感到非常的。
Tibet there is one great master. So that's why he was great master and the one of the devil or the one of the spirit came to harm him. That the spirit came to harm him and that spirit came in the human form and offered that the great master as one of the golden pen. So that master was so attracted with that golden pen and he started to write a lot of the books with that golden pen. So that's why the master could not focus too much of his practices and the Dharma practices.
Mm-hmm. 那其实在西藏呢，就是有一个大师。那有一次呢，就是有这个非人呢来伤害他。那这个非人呢，他就是呢送给这个大师一个金笔。那这个大师呢很喜欢这支金笔，就用这支金笔写了很多的书。那所以他就没有办法专注在他自己的禅修上面。
So this is the one type of the devils. So one type of the devils or the one type of the spirits, sometimes they will harm the Dharma practitioner. So one way the Dharma practice, this is a one type because of the jealous. One time is totally because of the against of their negative karma or the negative thoughts and that they will try to harm that person who practices the Dharma properly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 那就是这是一种, oh. 会伤害我们这些修行者的一种邪魔，那他们是愿意这个嫉妒心来伤害，那因为起源于他们这种负面的想法。 对于这种佛法的修习呢，就产生影响。
So there is one meditator, he was very famous. So very famous when we were quite kid. I mean, when we were kid, he was very famous at that time, the one meditator who recited the Himalaya Mountains.
The Himalaya Mountain, okay.
Yeah.
那仁波切说，在当他们还是这个小孩子的时候，在这个喜马拉雅山区有一个非常有名的修行者。
So then that's one of the his when he was famous is a very high peak of the his the fame because he reached a very high state of the inner heat meditation. Also a lot of the scientific research have done on him. That time whenever the that was he was the first who master who export to the scientific research who he done the very meditated the very they put in the America. I think they done the research on him that put in the very cool refrigerator try to see that how he can generate the inner heat powers. So that time we are very kid. I think we're very kid.
那仁波切说呢，这位修行者他的名声，他很有名啊。那很有名的原因，主要是因为呢，他自己关于这个佛佛的禅修是非常好的，所以那个时候有很多的科学家呢，就跟他一起做研究，尤其是在这个美国的这个科学家。那他们就做有关于他这个着火的研究，所以那时候可能就把它放在比较冰冷的地方，然后让他能够呢展现出他这个着火的力量。
So there's a story. Then he moved in the Himalaya mountain in the many caves. Moving in the one of the caves, then later part of his life, then the one cave I think where he got very sick when he was meditating the mountain. And he got very sick and he passed away.And before he passed away, he narrated the one story when at the last cave when he was dreaming there, he had a very bad and a strange dream. Some one person with a very blue body with, came with him and they tried to catch him in the rope. You know the rope, throwing the rope few times.
Mm.
At last moment, at the last moment, the rope had caught in his feet. So he tried to cut the rope with the knife very several times, but he told that he could not cut that.So once he could not cut that, then he felt a very strong anger toward that person. So he noted that I made a small mistake. I generated a very strong anger.
Okay.
He told that story.
Yes. Mm. So in the dreaming, he dreamed of the rope and on his feet?
Yeah, he dreamed with the one person with a very blue-colored person.
Yes.
And come to his cave and try to catch him with throwing the rope.
Yes.
So but a few times, see, that dream came and a few times that person could not succeed.After the few times later in the one dream, then he succeeded to catch his feet. But he tried to cut that rope very hard, but still he could not cut that rope. Yeah.
Okay.
Then he generated small anger to that person, the very blue color person.
Okay, okay. Yes. 那这一位修行者呢，那时候他是在这个喜马拉雅山区修行，所以他是待在不同的这个山洞哦。在他的这个生命当中的最后的时间呢，他实际上是待在某个山洞，那后来呢，他就病得非常的严重。那在病得很严重的时候呢，他就提到了一件事情，他说当他在这段时间呢，是做了很多的这个不好的噩梦哦。那这个噩梦当中呢，他就是会看到有一个人，那是蓝色的这个身体哦。然后他就会来抓他，而且呢是想要用绳子去绑他。那这个梦呢，实际上做了很多次。那在最后有一次呢，真的呢，他就真的有蓝色身体的这样一个人，就用绳子呢，真的把他的脚绑住了。那这时候呢，他在梦中呢，这位修行者很想要把这个绳子砍断，可是他没有办法砍断。那这时候没办法砍断的时候呢，他就对这个蓝色身体的这个人产生了这个愤怒。所以他就说呢，这是他犯了一个很大的错误。
So then he got a very disease and sickness, and then he passed away.
后来呢，这位修行者他就病得非常的严重，就圆寂了。
We are kid. When he was that moment, I think he was might be the first person, I mean, some of the practitioner who exported for the Western world. That time maybe I was 10 or 9 or 10 years old.And he was exposed to the Western world, like showing the whole medical power, meditation power, and to the scientific research. Yeah.
仁波切说呢，那时候仁波切大概是9岁或是10岁的时候，那这位成就者可能是第一个西藏的上师哦， 真的是对西方世界展现出这个修行的力量，那也跟这个西方的世界做很多不同的这个研究。
Still, when we were kids, we saw the some photo of the him when he was doing the meditation in the very cold refrigerator in America. That when the kid time, we saw that. So this old story later, when I grow up, then I know the person whom he told, that person have told me that whatever this all happens, issues, yeah.
嗯哼，波切说在他们还是小的时候呢，就是有看到一些照片。那在这个照片当中呢，可以看到这个修行者他是。因为做研究的关系那待在冷冻库里面那在修行他这个着火、哦、然后后来呢有些事情后续这些事情会知道是后来有个人在另外告诉仁波切
So these also some also this is the one some type of the devils I mean the, when you practice the Dharma some of the devils might have and the devils obstacles comes like that way sometimes the devil obstacles comes in many different ways the devil obstacles that's whySo Buddha in the Pranga Paramita Sutra, one whole chapter Buddha was talking about how the devil will come and how the devil will be disturbed the practitioner. Maybe in the 800th sentence of the Pranga Paramita Sutra, one chapter is a fully Buddha talk about how the devil comes for the harm the older Dhamma practitioner. Yeah.
所以事实上呢，在这个邪魔呢是有不同的形态，那这种邪魔跟障碍呢都会影响这个修行者哦。那在这个《波罗蜜多经》当中呢，是有提到，就是这些邪魔，佛陀有提到这些邪魔呢会怎么来，那怎么样的干扰这些修行者的修行，来伤害这些修行者。
Sometimes the devil also the Dharma practitioner, you will lose the some of the tolerance toward the some of the your Dharma friends. Very easily losing the tolerance. That is also some kind of the effects of the negative effect of the devils.Usually you can tolerate so many things. Sometimes very easily you will lose the tolerance toward the Dhamma practitioner friends, Dhamma friends. But yeah, it's also the some types of the devils, I mean, the effects.
这些邪魔对我们的这个影响有不同的形态。那其中有一种呢，是会让我们发愿离开我们。有时候我们在修行的时候，会忽然间觉得对我们的发愿很难够忍受。那这种情况有时候是一些邪魔对我们造成的负面的影响。
Sometimes really, but hearing the some of the totally the roughish rumors, sometimes can the devil can create like this rumors, in, and you will hear something total rumors. It's also mentioned in the Buddha's the Pancha Paramita Sutra.
有时候，比方说，我们可能会听到很多不同的谣言。那听到这样的谣言呢，事实上也是一种这种邪魔的伤害。那有关于这一部分的这个描述，佛陀在《波罗蜜经》里面实际上都有提到。
So might be not that so something like a total rumor. Then you will start to believe that the rumor is true. Then you will generate the anger towards some of your Dharma friends or something. All this can happen. Some kind of Dharma, yeah.
那这时候呢，有时候可能是有一些谣言就出现了。我们听到之后就以为它是真的，接着就对我们的法友产生这个愤怒心。
Yeah, very funny thing, no? Sometimes the, when this one oracle came to Saraje, so that oracle come to Sarah from very remote area of the Indian, I mean the northern side. That oracle do not speak, cannot speak the Tibetan at all. So when he, the oracle came to Sarah, he needed one assistant to do the translation.For the Tibetan monks, speak of the Tibetan monks, yeah.
那仁波切说呢，有些事情非常奇怪哦，就是说有一次呢，就是有这种 oracle， 算是就是可以有预言的人哦。那这个预言的人呢，他完全一句这个藏文都不会讲，那还需要一些翻译来帮他翻译。那他从北方来到这个色拉斯。
So then, when the spirit enters in his body, then he will speak.The total Tibetan, not only total, the pure Hasa dialogue.
那虽然那仁波切说为什么会很有趣呢？因为其实他完全不会讲任何的藏文，可是呢，当这个飞人呢进入到这个预言者的这个身体里面之后，他就开始会讲藏文，而且讲的是纯正的哈萨方言。
Very funny. Now, this time in the Nepal, someone told me a very interesting thing that now we have to invite the oracle spirit of the Korean spirit. And let's see that the oracle that Oracle can speak the Korean language. Really, very interesting idea, no?
仁波切说这次在尼泊尔的时候呢，就有一个很有趣的事情啊，就有人跟仁波切建议说，是不是呢我们可以请这个韩国的这个飞人呢进入到这些预言家的他们的体内，那是不是这些预言家就会开始讲这个藏讲韩文？
That the what was I saw in the Sarasrotal, very interesting. That oracle, he cannot speak Tibetan at all. He speaks Tibetan not properly, just speaking the Eastern Indian language. Not Indian, it comes into the Eastern Indian, the border place. But when the spirit enters his border, totally he will speak the Lhasa dialect, very pure Lhasa dialect.
所以仁波切说啊，真的那时候在色拉看到这件事情真的很有趣，因为这样的一个预言家，然后他完全不会讲任何的这个藏文，只会讲印度话，可是当这个飞人进入到他的体内之后，他就开始讲藏文，而且是讲非常正统的哈萨方言。
So in this, that time I just told them, but that time that the monks didn't care that much, because it became a little common in the Tibetan monastic system, very common, and they don't pay that much. So I'm thinking that all this should be the video recorded. Also, Chi check the body blood pressure and how it goes when the spirit enters into the body. That I feel the blood pressure goes very high, what I feel, but I have not checked like that way.
仁波切说他觉得说呢，因为呢这种预言的这样的一个事情在这个西藏的系统里面呢是非常非常的普遍的，所以大家呢并不会特别的注意有什么样的差别哦。所以仁波切觉得说也许应该是要拍一个影片，那这个影片呢、啊、或者是说当这个预言家呢他开始有这个飞人进入他身体里面之后，仁波切觉得有可能他的这个血压很高，所以应该也可以做这个血压的测量。
But the one time that I heard that the one Geshe-la told, when the spirit into the body, asked the Geshe-la, just give him the very hot tea in the mouth. Let's see really the spirit enter.
那有一次呢，就是有一个格西就跟仁波切说呢，当啊这些飞人呢真的进入到预言家的体内之后，这时候应该给他们喝很热很热的茶，看他会怎么样。
Yeah.To see that whether really the spirit is durable or not.
那就看说到底喝了这个热茶，那会有什么样的情况发生。
Okay, so this is the point that my point is now the spirit. So that's why the devils and the spirit, also the spirit world is a totally different world, but very related with the human world. So that's why some spirits are very happy with the practitioner. Some spirits are not very happy with the practitioner. So when they harm, when they disturb in the many different ways, very sweet way,very unsweet way.
关于这个邪魔的世界啊，或是非人世界，事实上是有很大的不同的。有一些非人呢，可能对于这些修行者是很友善，可是有一些非人呢，对修行者来讲是没有那么友善。他们可以伤害或是影响修行者的修行，所使用的方法可以是非常好的方法，也可能是使用的方法是非常不好的方法。
So sometimes they will disturb and they will hurt other harm in a very sweet way. Sometimes a very harsh way. A sweet way is something like creating a lot of the rumors or something like that and make you feel the intolerance or make you feel very disturbing, make you feel very stressful with some issues. So this sometimes they will hurt in very different ways. In fact,
这些非人呢，他在伤害修行者的时候，他可以用的一个是比较一个和缓的方法。那这种和缓的方法，例如是说，比方说有一些这种谣言会出现，或者是说让这个修行者很难忍受，或者是让修行者呢觉得非常的有压力，用这样的一个比较和缓的方法来影响到修行者的修行。
So that's why in the 800 Panchaparamita Buddha Sutra from the 800.Sentence Panchaparamita Sutra, that one chapter itself calls name is called the action of the devil. So Buddha explained a lot of things of the actions of the devils. Yeah.
仁波切 800, 8000.
8000.
Okay, okay. 那个好，那这个般若波罗蜜多经当中是其中有一个部分，他就提到这个邪魔的这个行为有哪些。
Yeah, action of devil or something like that. Chapter, there are 32 chapters, but the one chapter is called the action of the devil.
我先说在这个八千般若蜜月经里面呢，其中有一个章节就是讲到这些邪魔的这个行为。
Yeah, so that's why here it's saying that's why the when you are the practice of Dharma, there will be the some of the devils will be feel the intolerant. Now what to do? When they stand to the obstacle, the obstacle will something like it will come like a cloud in the sky. So you have to destroy this cloud with the wood. What kind of with the mantra?
当这些邪魔来对我们造成影响的时候呢，这些障碍呢可以像云朵一样的这个密集的聚在一起，所以这时候我们的对治方法就是要靠这个咒语。
So what mantra?
是什么样的咒语呢？
So that mantra itself called is the mantra it's called is a, that is a mantra to eliminate the devil mantra.
嗯，这个咒语
the mantra for the subdue the devil.
嗯，那这样的一个咒语呢，就是听可以称作叫做降魔咒语。
So subdue the devil mantra is mainly the many scholar consider the Heart Sutra. It is a subdue the mantra for the mantra for subdue the devil, the Heart Sutra.
很多的这些师长呢，都认为说这种邪魔降魔的咒语就是心经。
So I have many stories for the how the this can Heart Sutra help the, what I saw with the people who feels that it's as devils or the some sorts of the I mean the effects of the negative spirits. I saw that really it's a very special.
那摩羯自己亲身有很多的经验哦，有关于这个心经呢，他很特别的经历，就利用这个心经来帮助有一些人，他们当遭遇到这种非人。或遇到这种邪魔的障碍的时候，心经实际上对他们来讲有很大的帮忙。
Yeah, so that's why it's saying that that is something like that. So whenever you feels like a something like a really is a negative thought very strongly, very differently sort of arise in the mind, it's very good that if you can recite Heart Sutra, pray for the Buddhas or pray for the Buddhas to the remove the all the devil's actions or the devil harms or the devil obstacles.
当我们呢有时候会觉得有一些负面的想法，或者是说我们觉得说有受到一些干扰的话，这时候我们就可以念这个心经。那念心经的同时呢，就是希望能够去除到这些邪魔的这些对我们造成的影响，然后也可以去除我们的障碍。
Okay, clear no?
大家清楚吗
？Okay, no, you can. Okay, so. Okay, so this is something, yeah. So that's why it's saying that whenever we practice the Dharma or the whenever some things, the good things, when you, it should be happens, but the devil sometimes it will hurt. So it will make the obstacle. So that's why it's good to remove the obstacle to recite the Heart Sutra. So generally that's where the, all the, when you are the teaching sessions, the, before they will recite the Heart Sutra.
所以在这个第33个偈颂有提到说，如此修行坚固时，邪魔最最难忍受，障碍云朵若密聚，咒风吹散尽空中。所以呢，也就是为什么我每次在这个上课之前就需要念诵心经。
Yeah. Okay. So that's why the devil will be obstacle will be like in the sky there will be a lot of a cloud. So something like the devil obstacles will come like the clouds. But when you recite the Heart Sutra, that will destroy the all the I mean devil obstacles. So when you recite the Heart Sutra with the faith.
所以这些邪魔呢，对我们造成的障碍可以像云朵一般的聚集。这时候，如果说我们怀着这个信心的念诵心经的话，就可以帮我们去除这些邪魔所产生的障碍。
So that's why the, as I told you before, that the master who was meditating the Himalaya at last cave, when he was reciting, generally the people considers that that cave was the reciting the some spirit in that cave, especially yeah.
So some people think some spirits are in the cave.
Yeah, in that cave. Yeah, reciting the spirits are reciting in that cave.
Okay. 摩羯就说呢，刚才我们提到那个在喜马拉雅山区的这个上师嘛，那有人是这样认为的，他们认为说有可能他最后在那个山洞里面呢，是有这个非人住在那里。
No, maybe. one point might be the karma of that practitioner. One point that the practitioner become little careless. I think when he was reciting like a caves, when there is also saying it was also by the it was possessed with the spirit. I mean the spirit, yeah. They will spirit with the, like a tuti kung, no, the landlord spirit.
It's like this or not like this? Maybe like this.
No. Because he become little bit of the careless with the while he was reciting in the cave, where people were saying that the cave was possessed by the landlord spirit.
Okay, I see. 所以仁波切说呢，这位上师到后来会受了这样的影响。当然，一方面有可能是他的业的关系，另外一方面有可能是他后来在居住的这个山洞的时候没有很小心哦。那事实上，可能这个山洞它原来呢是这个土地公所拥有的。
So this he become, I think, a little careless when yeah. So something like that. So that's why the here it's saying that the.So that's why here it says that's why the devil cannot tolerate the practice of the Dharma. So whenever there comes like that, so you have to, yeah. So here it says that you have to chant the mantra, no? To subdue the devil.
所以仁波切觉得这位上师可能在那个时候不够小心。所以这时候如果说当我们遇到这种不能忍受的这个邪魔对我们造成影响的话，那我们就可以来念这个心经念咒语。
Yeah, sometimes, so sometimes the Dharma practices, so that's why the Dharma, whenever you practice some, they will always be the some of the obstacles, very sweet obstacles or the maybe the very harsh obstacles, they will be all the time.
那么先说，事实上在这个修行者来讲哦，在修行的过程当中一定都遇到一些障碍，有些障碍呢可能是比较和缓轻微的，可是有些障碍呢可能是非常严重的障碍。
Sometimes the sweet obstacles comes means, but still you will not knowing that it's obstacles, but it will be makes a lot of the difficulties in your practices.
有一些障碍，它来的状态是非常的和缓、很轻微，所以有时候反而我们自己不晓得原来它是障碍，但是它对我们的修行可能会造成困难。
Yeah, sometimes like a wrong thoughts.Or the, some of the negative thoughts about the, especially for the, all the circles or the Dharma friends or all these negative thoughts arise. Sometimes you have to be very careful whether that thoughts arises with the true reasons or the, some of the like devils, I mean the sweet obstacles or the sweet harmness.
有时候这些障碍呢可能会让我们出现一些烦恼或者是会让我们有一些错误的见解。对我们的法友呢，可能产生这种错误的看法，所以仁波切说我们要非常的小心。当有这件事情出现的时候，很有可能是因为我们自己呢，真的受到邪魔的干扰，所以出现这些比较轻微的障碍，在产生这种情况。
So sometimes even in the dream, when you see like a Buddha's appears, what comes, maybe it will also you have to differentiate properly. You have to know that whether it's a really the what you see the Buddhas or the in the dreams it might come like a devils they like a form of the Buddhas and might comes and the, to get or the, to give some advice or to talk in the dream yeah
仁波切说有时候可能我们在梦境当中会出现这个佛陀那这时候我们可能要非常的小心我们要试着去分辨说这是真正的佛陀还是这个邪魔以佛陀的形象出现在我们面的梦中那因为他可能会给我们一些教解会给我们一些教戒或是给我们一些建议那这时候我们就要很小心说他是真的佛陀还是邪魔所呈现出来的形象
Okay, now here is the tribunal now you can you read the after that chapters yeah. 34
34 is okay, so the anger can give the home sound, and the
anger cannot give the home sound.
Fear can give the home sound, and is it possible to the pride will arise?
Okay, now here comes, okay.
那现在第34个偈颂就愤怒发出轰咒音，可能升起冥王慢。
So now the best thing is something like that whenever you're reciting the mantras sometimes that when you, all the pride can comes in our mind, because pride can come in the anytime in our mind.
当我们在持咒的时候，我们的心中可能出现傲慢，那这种傲慢事实上随时都可能出现的。
So because in our human mind is very strange that the, all the negative thoughts can come arise in very easily in our mind.
因为人心很奇怪，任何负面的想法很容易都可以从心中升起。
Pride can easily come in the human mind.
很容易就是可以从我们的心当中升起这些想法。
Even I think in the, even in the animals that they have the pride, no? Animals also have the pride.Because when they come into their territories, or like a dog, their territories, they come like a pride, and they are thinking that they will not let the other dogs come to the, their territory.
那这种傲慢呢，很容易在人心升起，即使在动物也可能会出现这种傲慢的心。举例来说，我们可以看狗，如果说有人侵犯到他们的领域的话，他们很快就会升起这样这个傲慢心，不让其他的狗靠近他们的领域。
So that's going to come in, even in the dog's mind, no?
所以这种傲慢的心，即使是狗的心中都可能出现。
So that's why the, now the humans, that when we're doing the Dharma practices, sometimes when you recite the mantra or whatever, sometimes the pride might come. The pride will come in a very different ways. Sometimes the pride will come and the, when you, sometimes you, the pride will come and the, even the small words of the hood cannot, you cannot take it.So someone have hurt you, or someone might use the, some critics, and you cannot accept that because it mainly hurting the, your pride.
那是让我们在修行的时候，我们的持诵这个咒语，都有可能让我们出现的这个傲慢的心。举例来说，这种傲慢呢，可能以不同的形式出现。比方说，有人可能会讲一些什么样的话语，或者是说有一些比较轻度的批评。那可能呢，我们就会觉得没有办法忍受，就会出现傲慢。
Hello，
你好，莫姐。
你好 ，You finished？
Yes, I finished.
Wow, so fast.
Okay.
When I speak 10 minutes, at least you have to translate 10 minutes. Okay, when I speak 5 minutes, at least 5 minutes. When I speak 5 minutes, you know.
Okay.
Okay, no. Okay, so where were we, yeah?
We are, let me show you, talking about some small words.Some critics
hurt us, and sometimes we cannot take these small critics because of the, mainly because of the pride. So that's why it's always for the, we have to be way of the, our pride. So sometimes the pride will, even the issue might be the very small, sometimes when we cannot, the pride cannot accept these all issues and make it more worse, situation become very worse.
所以这个我们的心有时候会出现这个傲慢，所以即使有人呢，他只是对我们的批评，可能我们就会觉得受伤，那会觉得没办法忍受。那有时候甚至于这只是很小的事情，那因为不能接受的关系，反而让事情变得更糟糕。
So that's why sometimes the issue might be very small, but the, sometimes when you cannot take it, that the pride, whose pride cannot take all these issues.、
有时候很多的小事情都只是因为我们的这种傲慢心没有办法去接受它。
So that's why it says that the, sometimes the pride, so that's why it talks about beware with the, getting the pride.
这种傲慢心。
So pride is a very easily, it can be developed very easily. Pride and ego can be easily developed. But the reducing is very difficult to reducing.
这种傲慢啊，或是自我的心。事实上我们要很小心要去察觉它的出现，因为这些心呢很容易就可以出现了，但是要让这种傲慢或是自我的心减少却很困难。
Hello.
Hello, let me see.
Yeah. So, okay. So that's why the pride so issue. So that's why here it says that the, whenever you chant the mantra, so when you're chanting the mantra, so pride might come to this when you chant the mantra, and when you, especially the Vajrayana practice, when you are visualizing the yourself as a deity, sometimes it can also create the pride.
当我们在持咒的时候，可能会出现这个傲慢心，有可能是比方说我们在修这个密续的法门的时候，会观想自己成为本尊，那这样的一个观想也有可能让我们出现傲慢心。
So that's why the pride. So that's why it talks about the pride. So we so pride. The generally, I think the worst pride is something like that. When you heard that something people sort talk and talks about the criticizing you, so you cannot accept that because of the pride and the ego. Very small things you cannot accept it, no?
关于这个傲慢啊，那摩羯觉得最糟的就是有时候我们可能听到别人对我们的批评，那是很小的一个批评。可是因为这种傲慢或者是因为自我的关系，让我们没有办法去接受它。
Because everyone feels they are smart, they are clever.
因为每个人都觉得自己很聪明。
Everyone feels others stupid.
每个人都觉得说别人很笨，很笨。
So others are stupid and yourself is smart and clever. So that's also always that death of your pride is telling you that, no?
我们常常都会觉得自己很聪明，别人很笨。那这样一个想法是源自于我们的傲慢的心。
So that's why Tibetan, whenever we have a very harsh word, always we say that the donkey, because we feel the donkey is very stupid.
所以在这个西藏的这个传统里面呢，常常如果骂人骂最难听的话，就骂说你是驴子。那因为他们觉得这个驴子是最笨的。
So that is not a pride. Maybe all might be the person might be clever, but always we feel that we are clever and smarter than the others. Sometimes we feel that because of the pride. When the person have a very strong pride, they feel that everyone is a stupid and that only one himself is a very clever because of the pride will push them too far away.
所以这种傲慢的心呢，会有让我们有什么样的想法？就是让我们觉得说我们呢真的是比较聪明，那别人非常的笨。那但是呢，事实上，如果这样这种傲慢的心，让我们觉得自己很聪明，变得很笨，那可能就是离事实是很远的。
So that's why it makes us to talk more, listen less. Because the pride is saying that, oh, you know everything. The pride is saying that, oh, I know everything. So that's why we want to talk more. We can't listen.So we want to talk more, we want to listen less. Because the pride is, deep down the pride make us feel that they were knowing very well.
这种傲慢的心会让我们一直讲，讲很多，可是呢，却不想去听，因为我们会觉得说我们什么都知道，所以我们就没有办法去倾听别人讲什么。在我们内心深处呢，这样子的傲慢会让我们出现这样的状况。
Okay.So, thank you very much. Okay, today maybe I will stop here. I'm sorry, but that maybe I'm 10 or 20 minutes a little bit late. So maybe today I will stop maybe 10, 15 minutes a little bit earlier, okay?
Yeah. Namaste. Medicine mantra. Medicine Buddha mantra.
Yeah. So today maybe we will have a small prayer, okay? Session.
就是说因为在我们的法友当中呢，就是有家人是有生病的情况，所以摩羯说要带领我们来持诵这个药师佛回向给他们。
I will give you the oral translation. I gave it not before.
Yes, 摩羯，就是摩羯之前应该给我们药师佛的口传嘛。
So today we will pray for especially for these few peoples.Usually you can tell the names, so if, okay? So few people, we will pray for them, okay?
那今天因为有一些法友的家人有生病，所以呢，我们特别呢要做一个比较小的一个祈请，那回向给这些生病的法友的家人。
Okay, so not only this, also we will pray for the everyone, okay, who are the members of the Dikkar, okay, family, and the family of the Dikkar members, that we will pray for them, okay, who have a very...healthy life, okay.
那不只是这些生病的法友的家人，我们也回向给我们的燃灯智的法友，还有燃灯智法友的家人，希望呢他们都很健康。
Okay, okay, then we will chant all the mantras together, okay?
好的，莫先生说，现在我们大家就一起持诵这个咒语。
Okay, 多吉昆拉娘贝中丹丹，三藏德贝安卓，东海是图书门子，三界门子，南贝卓亚有为了乔塞罗，德亚达欧贝康泽，贝康泽玛，贝康泽贝康泽拉多，三蒙格德苏哈，德亚达欧贝康泽，贝康泽。Mom, Beckons, Beckons, and other some over the so hard, they are down Beckons, and Beckons, and Mom, Beckons, and Beckons, and other some over the so hard, they are down Beckons, and Beckons, and Mom, Beckons, and Beckons, and other some over the so. They are down Beckons, and Beckons, and Mom, Beckons, and Beckons, and other some over the so. They are down Beckons, and Beckons, and Mom, Beckons, and Beckons, and other some over the so. Julie, unmute everyone, okay? Unmute everyone and recite the mantra, okay? Eileen can lead the mantra, no?
谢谢仁波切。那仁波切说呢，现在我们大家就一起持诵药师佛的咒语。那希望艾琳姐带领大家一起持诵。
OK， 第二道，我们别看这，别看这，妈，别看这，别看这，让这什么我的手哈。第二道，我们别看这，别看这，妈，别看，别看这，让这什么。第二道，我们别看这，别看这，妈，别看这，别看这，让这什么我的手哈。第二道，我们别看这，别看这，妈，别看这，别看这，让这什么我的手哈。第二道，我们别看这，别看这，妈，别看这，别看这，让这什么我的手。第二道，我们别看这，别看这，妈，别看这，别看这，让这什么我的手。第二道，我们别看这，别看这，妈，别看这，别看这，让这什么我的手。OK。Okay, Eileen can unmute and lead the mantra, okay? Very simple, the mantra.
所以就麻烦艾琳姐就是可以带领大家念咒语，那可能就是把声音放出来。
因为仁波切念啊，就是因缘只能有一个。
第二道，我们别看见，别看见，妈，别看见，别看见，让这什么不得说哈。第二道，我们别看见，别看见，妈，别看见，别看见，让这什么不得说哈。第二道，我们别看见，别看见，妈，别看见，
别看见，别看见，别看见，妈，别看见，别看见，让这什么不得说哈。
第二道，我们别看见，别看见，妈，别看见，别看见，让这什么
不得
说。
第二道，我们别看见，别看见，妈，别看见，别看见，让这什么不得说。
别看见，别看见，妈，别看见，让这什么不得说。第二道，我们别看见，别看见，妈，别看见，别看见，让这什么不得说。
第二道，我们别看见，
别看见，别看见，妈，别看见，别看见，让这什么不得说。
说哈。
我们别看见，别看见，妈，别看见，别看见，让这什么不得说。Okay. Yeah, now I'm back on the back on the mom, back on the back on the other summer with a soul, huh? Yeah, now I'm back on the 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 Okay, Julie. Hello.
Yes, Mr. Chair, yes.
Okay, then I will stop here. Today, maybe what you can do is, okay, so you all can, after that, recite the little bit of the medicine, the mantra, okay? Maybe all of you recite little bit of medicine mantra for these sick people and all the sake of all of the members, okay? Mm-hmm.
仁波切刚才有先提到说今天很不好意思一开始迟到了，那今天仁波切的课就先上到这边，等一下呢我们再一起持诵药师佛的咒语回向给这些生病的人，还有我们这个南征寺的法友和法友的家人。
OK OK Thank you
大众请起立、
okay. 好，仁波切说谢谢大家，
大众请起立，向诸佛菩萨及仁波切自诚三顶礼。谢谢仁波切，谢谢与会。
谢谢仁波切，谢谢虚慧。
OK， 不用客气。OK， 大家再见，
再见。